So great to be learning together. Sharei Raz, Svar Tshuva of the week. This Tshuva is really, it's good for Svaradim and Ashkenazim. We'll talk about sensors. Sensors, smart homes. How do we deal with it? So very, very simple is that it's a problem. And that is smart homes, you have sensors that sense if you're in the room or not, and they'll turn on the air conditioning, turn on the heating, depending on the time of the year, or all depends on where you're located. So your presence triggers these systems, and they have this a lot of people have it in the house. A lot of people have it in a hotel room. I was already asked before this Shabbat. You know, the air conditioner is triggered by sensors. So they come into the room, the air conditioner is going to go on. It's going to go off when they leave. So what do you do? What do you do in a case like that? So in a case, it's not simple. That's not a simple situation. So basically, and I want to get a really firm up this point, that it is considered to be your direct action. It's not gerama. It's not indirect. Sensors are your actions. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin of Bet says as follows: somebody ties up somebody in front of a dam of water, releases the dam, and he's killed by the dam. That's considered to be direct killing. He'd be chayav mitah. Would be subject to the death penalty, because that is, the Gemara says, girei didehu. That is considered to be your arrows. And you shoot an arrow at someone, God forbid, and kill them, God forbid. That is considered to be direct. Even if you didn't do it with your hands, it's considered to be kocho, it's considered to be your actions. Girei didei, your koach. So to hear, it's your koach. Certainly that's something you want. Certainly what you want is you gauge by your weekday, your thoughts in a weekday, not because of Hilchot Shabbat, just weekday kind of thoughts. And you're certainly, if you're the homeowner, you want this to be functioning. You want the smart house, the smart house to be smart thermostats. You want that to be functioning with sensors. You really have to disable the sensors before Shabbat. Now, how exactly should you manage this? Which systems are best? So I recommend you take a look at Dov Pavel. He maintains a website called Tribe Tech. He's free from Teaneck. He lives on Shalom Shushan's block. And he has a nice website, talks about for the tribe, for the Jewish people, what we need, for what technical needs we have, which is good for Shabbat, which are better products for Shabbat, and which are more difficult for Shabbat. But sensors really are direct. Now, if you're going to tell me, well, yeah, it's still indirect. No, even if you can argue that it's indirect, still, if this is the normal way of doing the malacha, that is a problem. That's the Gemara on Baba Kama on Samach Amud Bet, which says malacha of zoreh, when winnowing, you're throwing up grain to the air, and the wind takes away the chaff. That's one of the 39 malachot. Now, I don't understand why should that considered to be your action. It's gerama. It's koach achem u'rav bo. You have another force that's involved. You have the wind that's involved. Why isn't that considered gemara in direct action, which is certainly not biblically prohibited on Shabbat? And the Gemara answers, because Malachat Machshava Asara Torah, which is a Rosh, and the Ibn Ozer explain, this is the normal way to do the malacha. If this is the normal way to accomplish the malacha, then this is forbidden on Shabbat. Or Yom Tov, even if it is considered to be indirect. It's by definition, it's malachat machshava, you're doing the malacha, this is the normal way to do the malacha. So the sensors are most definitely a problem. Or if you're in a stairway, which you go into a stairway and the light is triggered by the stairway, that's a problem. If you go into the stairway and it gets a little bit brighter, it doesn't really make much of a difference. That you could say it's really not significant. That you can probably get away with. But just if it's pitch dark and then you come in there and turns on the light, that's a problem. The only solution, I don't know, from Rav Willick from YU said to me, if that's the case, you have to close your eyes and just hold on to the banister and go slowly up and down. I don't know how safe that is. you're probably better off in a Shabbat elevator than in a an elevator. You have a non-Jew push the buttons for you, rather than have the to walk up the stairs and your presence triggering the sensor lights to go on. So that is indeed a problem. If you're in your home, you have to disable it. You're in a hotel, it's really an issue. I told the students who asked me about the air conditioner that you can't turn on the air conditioner. I know they were in Israel. They asked me about Israel. It's so hot in Israel in the summer. It's hard to manage without an air conditioner, but it's rough. I don't know what to say. Maybe have a non-Jew activate it. I don't know, but that's not so simple, but whatever it is, sensors are considered to be direct action and are prohibited on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Wishing everybody on your smartphone, get your smart house, but get it, disable it for Shabbat and do your research on which is the best systems for Shabbat use. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyut.